the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a wall, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up.
Fed
got
up.
Our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Wow, it's Sunday once again. Seemed like it was Sunday yesterday. It just never stops. The fun never stops. Yep. Anyway, my name is Mark Kent, and I am your host, and you're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio on KCNR 1460. Today is Sunday, July 24th, 2016. It doesn't seem possible. But the time is flying by. I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
And Bob Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Good morning, Mark, Linda, and Red.
Good morning.
And Red Smith, who's been on the blended glide path with an inappropriate assumption of solvency for quite some time, with a soft guarantee of improbable financial stability post-employment, becoming a rapid descent into the unfunded pit of hell. CalPERS.
Yep.
Wow. We are streaming worldwide, just in case you wanted to know. You can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. Again, that's 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well, and you can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. Running Patriots meets every Monday night at 6 p.m. at 3276 Bocelli. I think that we're going to have the last meeting there. We're going to be getting a new location. They sold the building. Soon.
I guess they didn't really sell the building. I guess the church itself is moving. So
something, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have all the details in front of me, but we will let everybody know that there's going to be a new location here pretty soon. You've been listening to Jefferson State of Mind, and I highly suggest that you become a 51ster and go to SOJ51.net. Wow, we just went to the big convention down there of the counties yesterday, and wow, what a turnout and what an event. Wow, unbelievable.
Yeah, it was better than we could have ever hoped for.
Good.
It was, and to watch a 500 people take ownership of this thing and make it their own and just take it off and run down the road with it. It was like watching the training wheels come off, and all of a sudden, your kid's across town. You're going, oh, wait a minute.
I guess Raleigh says we'll be in the building until the 22nd.
Yeah, we might be able to stay there. We're still working on that, or I should say Sally's working on that.
Well, and we should sing Raleigh happy birthday today.
Yes,
it's Raleigh Sally's birthday. Yay! We love Raleigh Sally.
Yep, we do.
All right. So, everybody, should we sing her happy birthday, or should we? No.
Wait till the morning.
Would it be more of a gift to not sing?
Probably.
Well, for some of us.
We could play some music for happy birthday.
Yeah,
but
maybe we'll play some happy birthday music for Molly. She deserves it. Her and Terry work hard, and, you know, they're the best people I know. Anyway, let's see. What else do we have today? Oh, I wanted to make an announcement on the state of Jefferson. They're having a fundraising rally, or I'm sorry, raffle, Wednesday, August 3rd at Shameless O'Leary's, I guess, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., 1701 California Street. Proceeds from the ticket sales go entirely to the Jefferson Foundation Legal Fund to purchase tickets all day long. You do not need to be present to win. One for $5, three for $10, and eight for $20. There's prizes. Let's see, what do we got here? We've got prizes over $50 value. We've got a etched catering dinner. Let's see, etched in elegance catering catered dinner. That's $250 value. And Ted Leidy's Northern Firearms Instructions, a CCW training worth $150. Simple Solutions three free application. I'm just blowing it this morning. I'm still tongue-tied from yesterday.
It happens.
Shut up. Simple Solutions, three free appliance diagnosis. Second Amendment gift card. We've got Bleacher's lunch coupons and banner. Angelo's Pizza Parlor, $100 gift card. Old West Gun and Loan, $50 gift cards. Clyde Home Electronics and Classic Car DVD player. And the Cartridge Family 4-box Jefferson State Ammunition value, $66. And there's other stuff going on here, certificates and prizes and gear and all kinds of stuff. And yeah, we want everybody. We're going to start putting together a list too of the businesses that support the state of Jefferson, because they should be, you know, the guys that we are going to and giving them our business, you know, so that we support. If they're going to support the state of Jefferson, then we need to support them. And you know, if I got a choice between going to, you know, Progressive Insurance Company and State of Jefferson's insurance, pretty sure I'm going to State of Jefferson. So, you guys,
yeah, screw Flo.
Yeah, I know. Who names their insurance Progressive? A giant progressive lizard. Oh, no, who's it?
There's no lizard on Progressive. Geico.
Geico. No, the guy that owns Progressive Insurance is actually a hardcore progressive liberal, and that's why he named Progressive Progressive. I guess he believed in truth and advertising.
Because he was progressive?
Yeah, and he may be a lizard.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not talking about the gecko.
I'm just saying.
And Raleigh Sally says she doesn't want happy birthday music. She wants to hear There's Gold in Them Nar Hills by Marshall Tucker Band.
Okay, well, that's what we'll do. We'll have Bob cue that up. What is that?
Okay, we just played that for Sally about 15 minutes ago.
Oh, we'll do it again. She's, you know,
I think we played Fire on the
Mountain. Oh! Sally says she gets 65 spanks.
Uh-oh.
Ruh-roh.
I'm leaving that one alone.
Yeah, somebody might have to take that up with Terry.
Oh, boy. I'm going to leave that one alone, too. Hi, let's see.
Yeah.
If your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, you are a leader, John Quincy Adams. And I think that says it all right there.
Yeah, and I'd say that was a good narrative of yesterday.
Yeah, I agree.
It was, It was very inspiring, and it was a room full of leaders.
Yeah, there were some pretty impressive people up there. You know, that came kind of you know, the cream rising to the top of the bottle type thing. I mean, you know, some of these guys we didn't even know, recognize. And I tell you, the one guy who was impressed me was the Marine. I mean, just really.
Yeah, the guy from Yuba was phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, he spoke clearly. He spoke unlike us, you know, clearly.
Speak for yourself.
and very succinctly. Succinctly?
Yeah.
There you go.
Sound like Norton Crosby. Yeah, I think I need to go to a Stoygen because, you know, I got to get a checkup. But anyway. Oh, boy. You know, I had a hard time this morning getting up and doing this, you know. It was just
well, it was
just
a,
worn
it
out.
Was a pretty good, you know, it was a hard run down to Live Oak. Yesterday was fantastic, but it was a culmination of a lot of hard work by a lot of people. And, you know, now is a chance to catch our breath, and we're starting to catch our breath and looking at each other and go, okay, now it's time to do the next one.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just crazy. And so what should we talk about this morning? I mean, there's so many things to talk about. You know, the state of Jefferson, what's going on in the economy.
Well, before we get started, I would like to say thank you to all Missing in America Project people that were static roadblockers on Saturday for a fallen Cal Fire gentleman. And thank you, because we were able to keep those motorcyclists safe. We had some people that were kind of not being nice out there. So thank you for all your help out there. We really appreciate it. We couldn't have done it without you.
Yeah.
Very good. So we do have a guest on at 11, I guess. And
we do. And we have Al Mazza, and he's a World War II and Korean War veteran. He's 100 years old, and going to give us some of his stories that he's got. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess we should dive into CalPERS.
I wouldn't dive too hard. That pool's gotten kind of shallow.
Yeah, it's, you know, gee, I don't know who reported this, but somewhere along the line, somebody actually reported that CalPERS was in trouble. I can't remember who it was.
I think they've been saying it for a while, though.
They've been saying, kooks. Yeah, those kooks have been beating this drum for, what, 4, 5, 6 years or something. And, oh, you're crazy, you tinfoil hat. The sky's not falling, Chicken Little. You know, you're the doom and gloom report. Now, this is Market Watch. I just pulled this up. This is the Wall Street Journal. Wow, it's in the Wall Street Journal. It must be true now, because it doesn't matter that we've been pounding this drum for like 5 years. We're just, you know, incredibly tinfoil hatted, you know, marginally crazy, weird, constitutional, conservative, news, opinion pieces. Us. I don't know, I'm getting short. I don't know what to say. You know? What? So CalPERS reports lowest investment gain since financial crisis. You know, here's the thing.
They didn't gain. They lost 2.8%.
You're not supposed to look at it that way.
Yeah, I know, but I love how they word it. Reports the lowest investment gain. It should
like they've been gaining?
Well, like it's a gain at all. It's like
that's
it's
what
not.
I'm saying.
Okay, it should be CalPERS reports a loss for the financial year 2015, the worst since the financial crisis.
It should be seal the watertight doors and man the lifeboats.
Yeah, and here's something to think about. We were talking about this yesterday. Okay, so they had a 2% loss. 2.8, whatever it was. And they had a target of 7.5%, you know, that they have to return. Otherwise, the shortfall is the slack is taken up by the counties and the cities and the state and whoever, you know.
Which is a rate of return I don't believe they've hit since, like, 2006.
Yeah. Okay, so think about this for a second. Okay, so that's a 9-point swing between where they are and where they need to be. And let's look at the stock market as an indicator of all financial good. And
sorry. Okay, let's look at it that way.
Okay, just for a second. I mean, you know, sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Now, we've had the biggest run-up in the stock market since the crash in the history of the stock market. Okay, we're up at 18.5 and no end in sight. Never going to go down. And they had a 2% loss. How do you reconcile that? How do you have a big run-up in the stock market in your investments and still have a loss?
The run-up in the stock market is a fake bubble?
Because they've been buying back their own stock because of lending from the Fed with zero interest rates. So they've been pumping the market up with counterfeit dollars with no rates of return because the economy is actually really falling apart, so there's no return on your investment?
That would almost lead someone to think that was true, but it can't be that bad.
No. Not at all.
Ever. I mean, our Federal Reserve wouldn't print fake money out of nothing to give to companies to overinflate their own stock now, prices.
You know, what's funny is they're actually now openly admitting it.
they're not actually flying helicopters over Wall Street shoving up
piles. Yeah, I know. It's like the back helicopters are actually full of counterfeit money. I learned
really. Of course, they actually did that in Venezuela. They actually flew in plane loads full of fake money.
It makes you wonder who's running the Fed. What is it, Bullwinkle? Hey, Rocky, watch me pull some money out of my hat. Again? Nothing up my sleeve. You know, and so, presto. The stock market's at 18.5.
So. Yeah, Janet stroke out yelling.
So, if you think about that for a second in terms of reality, that is the reality. Now, these guys have projected this, you know, they were going to make 18% a year for the next 5 years to get us out of the hole, and everything was going to be right, and, you know, life is good.
Yeah, I'm going to play center field for the Oakland A's.
You know what? I think you could do it. We could put you in one of those plastic balls, those bubbles.
I was thinking like a golf cart. I could drive around on the golf cart and cover the field.
With a couple of mitts hanging out. Sharp left into the gap. Hit sharply. Line drive. So I kind of think that they probably have as much chance of meeting the goals of 18% per year for the next 5 years as you do of being wrapped in bubble and having mitts hanging off the top of it. And I don't know. I like the golf cart's not bad.
Yeah, the golf cart would be out there. I could cover the field with the golf cart.
Yeah, you just jump out and, you know.
Grab the ball, throw it in, back in the golf cart.
I don't think he's going to be jumping out of the golf cart. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you could sign up with, what's his name? Billy,
Billy Bean.
Billy Bean and, you know, Moneyball. Hey, there's Red. He's out there making $1 million. He's out there yelling at you.
You would get value for your money.
He could have a banner hanging off the top that says, "Show me the money."
Yeah, you could get me cheap.
You could even get one of those little cannons that they shoot the T-shirts in to get the ball in.
Fire it into home plate. Here, I'm such a good deal, I'll give you $5 a game to play.
And then there's the base running.
Well, they still have pinch runners.
Oh, you have pinch runners. That's right. I forgot.
And as a matter of fact, Fat Boy can get up and go when he needs to.
Well, I'm still in the golf cart thing. I was just kind of trying to figure out how do you
swing the bat in the golf cart?
Red Smith lays down a bunt, headed for first.
Yeah. Let's go to this commercial break.
I think we better go to a break.
If you want to call in and you have something you want to talk about or comments, give us a call.
I was talking about the amount of time it'd take me to get to first.
Number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. Learned all the rules of a modern day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies and leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys. Still are, it seems, sadly in search of one step and back of themselves and their slow moving dreams.
This is your life, good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
Here's
some important information from REU, Reading's Electric Utility. REU recognizes how utility costs affect our customers. We would like to take this opportunity to remind our customers that we offer special programs like our Lifeline and Lifeline Plus programs for income-qualified customers. REU also offers other customer assistance programs. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, I beat the drum and hold the phone. The sun came out today. We're born again. There's new grass on the field. Round the third and headed for home. It's a brown-eyed handsome man. Anyone?
Yeah,
you push me in.
I'm going in. I don't even care.
I'm ready.
That's right. Okay, center field. Not okay. Maybe not shortstop. Okay.
Oh boy.
Well, let's talk about this CalPERS once more, and because I like beating a dead horse.
Yes.
And speaking of a dead horse, you know, how are they doing down there in Sacramento on the budget?
Where would you like me to start?
I'm not sure. What was that, a raspberry? Or what? Yeah.
Well, do you want to talk about the... do you want to talk about the budget that they are trying to say is... You know, $1 billion unfunded, or do we want to talk about the real budget that's like $1.4 trillion unfunded?
I think you meant a trillion.
do we want to talk about the fact that the coming Puerto Rico bailout is just a crash test dummy for California?
Well, and you know, the Deutsche Bank, the Deutsche Bank, kind of like the regular flashlight, never reports fraud in my, excuse me. The coming bailout, the coming bail-in, the, you know, it's like the jig's up. We're just going to steal your money out of your bank, and that's how it works. And
due to our unfunded liabilities, we have decided that we must now tax sunlight.
Why not? They already do the air. We're trying to.
That's right.
You know, I mean, come on.
Each county will be hosting a mandatory bake sale.
Hey, this one's still breathing.
Yeah.
We
were looking at it in our meeting yesterday. We were having discussions with some of the people that are looking at their county budgets and the things that are going on. Nevada County.
Bankrupt. But no. I don't want to live in a state. I don't want to live in a state that doesn't have like a major league ball team. You know, so I could play center field.
I'll play center field for it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like if you're not ready to leave the state of California at this point, Oh, yeah, because it's like, what are we going to do about the money? How are we going to take care of ourselves and support ourselves? We need that money. We need the federal money that they stole from us in the first place and gave us back 40%. And we need the state money that they stole from us and gave us back 60%. And we need all that money because it used to be ours and we want it back, even though they took a bunch of it, so we don't have as much as we started out with. But that's why we need to stay there, because we can't be physically, financially liable or, you know, culpable or something, because what?
Huh? You lost me.
Well, I was rambling.
Oh.
Okay, with that, we do have a caller on the line. Good morning, Mary from Reading. How are you this morning, Mary?
Good morning. Hi.
Hi. What do you got for us?
My question is about Caltrans. Right now, if we separate from the state of California, there's a liability, there's a payback situation, but it might not be Caltrans, but there's a payback to the whatever we incurred while we were living here in California. Now, if this debt keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, that's going to be a pretty heavy price to pay to separate. I mean, to pay to the state of California for what we owe.
We're going to pay it anyway, and then some. I mean, if we stay here, not only will we have to pay that back, we are also going to be financially insolvent, completely insolvent, and so we'll be cutting back fire and police. Oh, is that the? I think they're doing that already, aren't they?
Well, here's the beautiful thing: is if we remain with the state of California, we're on the hook for 100% of the debt. If we become the state of Jefferson, since we're absorbing about 3% of the population, we become liable for about 3% of that debt. But according to the process and the constitutional methods that were laid out by the Supreme Court with West Virginia, we have no timeline on when we have to pay that debt back. We can
but
pay
their debt
back.
Is growing. In other words, today it's 3%. Tomorrow it might be 4%.
I agree with you completely.
Yeah, yeah.
We need to get out now.
That's why we want it to be their debt and have our debt frozen at some point in time.
Absolutely. That's what I'm thinking. Where can we draw the line and say, okay, stop?
Well, the court case goes in, which should be very soon, we can do a lot of things and say, hey, look, we have pending litigation.
We can probably escrow it.
We could escrow the debt. We could look at freezing the debt. We could look at freezing California state laws. We could look at going to the court and saying, hey, we have pending litigation where this legislation may not be valid due to voter dilution. We want an injunction that it's not enforced in those 21 counties until this court case is settled.
Very good. Very good. Caltrans, the second issue, Caltrans people that are getting their statements from Caltrans, they're getting statements that says they have money in there. It's kind of scary because they don't have money in there unless they go and they go up to the window and say, okay, give me my money. Then they can actually see money come across. But the statement,
if they're lucky,
Bernie Madoff all over again.
Oh yeah, this is a total Ponzi scheme. It's kind of like
National Reserve Lending.
It's kind of like I was watching Judge Jeanine last night, and it's like she says, there's two stories here. One's telling the truth and one's lying. Donald Trump says that, you know, we're in deep financial problems, we're in, you know, dangerous time in our country, you know, things are falling apart, we gotta fix this, blah 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 blah, and then you've got Barack Obama who says, we're not in any real trouble. It's not as bad
speech.
As it is. You know, I mean,
well, that's simple to figure out.
I saw his speech where he says, I don't know where this is all coming from, because he says, I don't see it. Everything is perfect. I saw that speech. Oh, my God. All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for all you
thanks
do.
Thanks for calling in.
Uh-huh, bye.
We appreciate it.
Well, that's really simple to figure out which one of those guys constantly gets in trouble for being too honest and which one of those guys is a blatant liar.
I got to think about this really bad. I mean, I learn really slow, but I learn really good.
That's hard to figure out.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Oh, God, I'm thinking and my head hurts.
Yep.
So, I just want to have a shout-out to my granddaughter, Lily, who's listening in the chat room. Hi, Lily! Why? Because we can do anything we want now.
Yes.
Doesn't matter.
And we intend to.
Absolutely, because we are free.
I intend to be a civilly disobedient
we're working at it.
We're
working at being more free than what we California wants us to be, or the
yeah, paying off your house used to be the new status symbol. Now it's civil disobedience.
Yeah.
Boy. Yeah, it's going to get bad before worse before it gets better.
Well, at what point is it too stupid to be stupid?
When it's really stupid.
At some point you got to realize is that nobody that stupid survived puberty, so they're doing it on purpose.
they run for office.
Or they're in office.
It's kind of like there's a red line there. There's really, really a red line. If you cross that red line, I really mean it this time.
Yeah. But I don't.
Yeah.
It's more of a pink line.
A pink line.
Yeah, a pink line.
As in a pinko line?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Do we got a caller?
We do. I believe it's Billy Bob.
Billy Bob.
Good morning, Billy Bob.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Red, I listened to your earlier show, and I was absolutely ecstatic with your report back from yesterday's meeting. What a fabulous start to a new beginning.
It was amazing. I don't have words enough for what happened yesterday.
And it's up to you, and like you credited Terry and Sally and all the and Mark Baird and all the as I call you guys, you are the forefathers of our new state. So congratulations to you, and I don't know how you guys get the energy to do it, but I applaud you, and the rest of the new state's going to applaud you. So you get your statue out in front of the new Capitol, you know.
Well, to be honest, the energy kind of comes easy. Every time I get worn down, Sacramento finds a new way to kick me right in the nuts and aggravate me all over again.
Yeah, and you roll over and get mad.
Right? You just keep showing up.
Yeah. Yeah,
automatically fills my gas tank, right?
Just okay. Keep kicking me.
I want to mention just one more thing, that the Republican convention went absolutely perfectly. Where were all the thugs? Where were all the Mexican flags? Where were all the communists?
They were
Where were they?
At the Democratic convention.
Yeah, them chicken shits. They didn't even know how to find Cleveland.
I didn't think they were going to do anything. I didn't think they were going to do anything anyway, because these guys are kind of cowardly, and they like soft targets that don't fight back.
They're busy throwing out Bernie Sanders supporters and delegates right now.
Yeah.
The Democratic convention has locked down and thrown out Bernie Sanders peoples now.
Yeah, I guess the new email thing coming out, WikiLeaks, some more, you know, the fact that, they burned the burn, and, you know, it's like Bernie... You know, that's how you get burned.
Well, I hope the Bernie Sanders supporters get a real view of what the Democratic Party
again,
is.
Yeah, these libtards, you know, and there's a way of describing their problem is that it's a mental disease. These liberals, it's got to be psychological. So anyway, I'll let you guys go. Oh, and then be sure to get a good supply of airbags, you know, when you're flying and you feel like you're going to puke. Yeah, for this next week's Democratic convention, it's going to be a doozy. So anyway, good luck to all those communists, right? Talk to you later.
Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks for calling in.
It's rigged. It's rigged. I tell you, it's rigged.
Well, that's some of the Bernie Sanders supporters that I know have started to catch a clue, because they look at what's gone on. They look at how their candidate was completely screwed. They look at what's going on now, and they're going,
something's been going on like this for a while. Huh?
What's really interesting is that, and we've talked about this before, is, okay, Bernie's right. It's rigged. Okay, the bankers in Wall Street are colluding with the government, you know, and the Federal Reserve to get more centralized power in the executive branch and get rid of our liberty and freedom and take over the world. Okay, he's right. And his answer is...
Use the government to become more powerful and steal people's crap to give it to other people that didn't earn it.
So that?
I don't know. So you lost me right there.
So let's keep doing the same thing and more of it, because that'll fix it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, It's you listen to Bernie Sanders, you're like, wow, okay.
It's like the Chris Rock thing, you know. If you're, you know, how not to get your ass kicked by the police. Okay, Google it. Okay, really funny. But when you're out there getting warped down and beat down with the sticks, hey, I think what we need is more cops.
I think we need stronger nightsticks.
Yeah.
Put a lead core in those things.
You know what I mean? I'm not against the cops at all. I think there's a bunch of good officers out there doing their job. You know, but the problem is that they're not policing themselves in a lot of cases in a lot of these departments. They stick together regardless. So when you got videos like the guy getting choked out and dying over there for selling cigarettes and stuff, you know, that makes it tough to defend that.
Well, it's like Bernie Sanders goes, you know, diabetes is a really terrible thing, you know, and diabetes is killing the country, and we need to do something about diabetes and all of this other thing, and the answer is free sugar for everybody.
I think that is the answer. Give them enough sugar, and then they'll hang themselves.
Maybe that's what Bernie's up to. He's a depopulist. I'm on to him now.
Yeah, and he can go. He's going to take a box of Cheerios and some some Captain Crunch because they're really sugary, and head for the Georgia Guidestones and start a rally.
Well, does Bernie Sanders think everybody needs free college because that's going to help the economy, or is he making a statement that college is no longer worth paying for?
Could be both.
Yeah, have you looked at some of the people that are going to college lately? Go down to Chico State and say, hey,
90% of the time.
Those aren't people. Some of those aren't people.
90% of the time you get into an argument with somebody and they have no clue what they're talking about and they're just complete idiots and they go, oh, well, I'm college educated. You just look at them and go, liberal arts degree, huh? Yeah.
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 If you had to choose between Washington, George Washington, and Karl Marx, who do you think was a better founding father? And they'd go, George Washington was a founding father?
Mm-hmm. They never taught me that in underwater basket weaving.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I mean, you don't get that in macrame?
And the people that come out with these BS degrees, okay, what did you come out in? Oh, well, I came out in the anthropological understanding of Sanskrit.
Yeah, that's really good. You're going to get a good job.
Yeah. I can't get a $250,000 a year job. I just don't understand it. You mean there's not a lot of call for somebody to diagnose the psychological tensions behind a 6,000-year-old dead language, you idiot?
Well, I think you can get a degree in booby traps, avoiding large boulders that roll down through caves, and whip. And then you could, you know, be Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
And I'm That'll work. Pretty sure.
That's what archaeologists do, isn't it?
Why is there snakes? You know, that's the problem. Why did it have to be snakes? You know, I don't know. I mean, you talk about the BS. I mean, we were talking about, you know, we're going to talk about Hillary here in a little while just because we can, and I love beating a dead horse. But, you know, we were thinking about mafia names for these guys because they're the mafia. You know, like, you know, we were talking about this and it's like Hillary the Bull Clinton.
Yeah.
You know, and now you think about that for a second. And then what was the other one? Bill Tipperillo Clinton.
Bill Tipperillo Clinton. Uma the Wiener's wife, Abedin.
Hillary the Teflon Spawn.
Yeah.
You know, I mean. Maybe we should
Chelsea the face.
Chelsea the chin, yeah. That. Maybe we should go to a break while we're ahead or behind, depending on.
All right, we'll go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR. On Monday, we welcome David Kahn, author of The Millennial Vote, Why the GOP Hasn't Lost Young Americans. Let's find out what the millennials think. What are some really startling revelations about millennials? How are they going to change the future with their idea of technology and breaking gridlock in Washington, D.C.? One of the most pro-gun generations, yet really pro-background checks. All of these, Monday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I like it.
That would be just right up your alley. You know, we're talking about this being a Celtic fighting song. It makes you want to just, you know, get out and punch somebody or something. But I think this is a great idea. We round up and hire a bunch of homeless people up and vagrants and stuff, and we paint them up like zombies. We put them down at the Capitol steps and wait for them to harass the politicians coming out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got, you know, it'll be great.
We just keep them in beer and vodka.
Yeah, they have brown paper bags and they're slurping the stuff up and trying to get handouts and panhandle. And, you know, and we can even make T-shirts for them. Jerry's Kids.
Jerry's Kids. Yeah. I like it.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, own what you've created, Jerry.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it kind of looked like a little bit of Hooverville there in a couple of spots down south when we were there.
Yeah, it was sad.
Yeah, it is sad. You know, I mean...
You know, and we joke about it and stuff, but at the end of the day, it's... You know, to see what's supposed to be the greatest, most prosperous country in the world and people that have been reduced to that by policy and things, and then the moron in Washington stand there and go, I don't see anything wrong. Yeah? Why don't you come down below the river in Yuba City there, Brock?
Yeah, exactly.
Come tell them there's nothing wrong.
Yeah. Go visit Matt Foley in the van down by the river.
Yeah.
Inspirational speaker. Yeah. Anyway, I'm looking at a couple of bank headlines here. U.S. charges HSBC official in FX rigging probe. That would be the foreign exchange market for you rookies. Federal agents surprised an HSBC Holdings executive as he prepared to fly out of New York's Kennedy Airport late Tuesday, arresting him for alleged front-running scheme involving $3.5 million in currency transactions.
Well, that would be the same HSBC that was the executives were criminally charged for laundering money for drug cartels and illegal business transactions.
Yeah, those are the guys. Yeah, you know, the stellar banking guys that don't do anything
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah, I think one of those guys was the guy that's the head of our FBI now, isn't it?
Let me turn that off.
Pretty sure he was one of those HSBC guys that will not be seeing prosecution now.
Yeah, the only really surprise here is they actually arrested the guy, you know, instead of getting a payoff. So,
yeah, but did they charge him and convict him? Are they going to convict him?
They'll find him. If he stole $40 million, they'll find him $20
million. Yeah, and then push him along.
Yeah, and then he'll go right back to doing what he was doing. Yeah. Or he'll get a government office somewhere.
Yeah, he'll go to work for another bank or, run for office, like you say. So, like we've been saying, it's rigged.
Or the Clinton Foundation.
It's rigged. It's rigged. Yeah, who else was working for HSBC as a director? God, it's right on the tip of my tongue, Comey.
Nothing weird there.
Nothing weird there, yeah. Other than the fact that somebody actually got arrested. And James Comey resigned from being a director,
Yeah. Well, it used to be one of the capo regimes for the Clinton crime family.
Yeah, it is the Clinton crime family. It really is. We encourage everybody to go see the Dinesh D'Souza thing today. What's the name of the movie?
Hillary's America.
Hillary's America. Who are these Democrats? I don't know. I mean, my phone's
They're
not
crooks.
Loading up. I was going to give theater times here, but it's not. There we go. Okay, so.
How can you say it's not extortion? If you don't give them what they want, they stick a government agency on you to force you into compliance. That's extortion.
The showing's like at 2, 4:30, and then 7.
So today we got 11:40 a.m. This is down at Cinema 11 down there in Anderson. 2 p.m., 4:25, 7:20, and 9:50 p.m. today. And so I encourage everybody to go down there and see that movie.
And if I know correctly, I believe it's coming to Reading the following week.
Oh, is it? Oh,
I do believe it is going to be at Movies 14 the following week.
Yeah, and another banking note here. Deutsche Bank is closing 200 branches. Because of the recovery, when you're really in recovery, it means you close all your stores.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
You take the money and run.
You save money that way.
Yeah.
And then, you're better off. And your shareholders could actually not get a rate of return on their investment. But the stock market goes through the roof, and your $70 trillion derivatives bonehead malfeasance is not going to...
But even the tide is starting to turn on that. Since the Brexit thing, I have seen more politicians speaking before the European Union that are finally standing up and calling these guys to the mat.
I sure hope so, because,
I heard one the other day, the guy flat said, you people in this room and the bankers need to go to prison.
Hold on. I don't know why they do that on these stupid things. Hold on. There we go.
Yeah, but they never go to prison.
They're protecting rhinos.
Yeah, they were protecting rhinos with drones.
Now, who would that be? Like,
that wasn't
Paul Ryan?
That wasn't at the convention the other day.
Yeah. Wait, just which rhinos are they protecting?
Yeah, exactly. They hover in over the crowd and zero in on the Patriots.
Because those rhinos are going extinct.
They are going extinct. It's true.
Mm-hmm. It is true. So I think we got about a minute to the top of the hour. Then we're going to come back with some Hillary stuff and wait for our guest on 11. You're listening to KCNR 1460, and go to the chat room. We highly encourage that at KCNR1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. Again, that's 530-605-4567, and get involved in saving our country here.
And this is KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Some are calling it a quarantine. Democratic National Committee Chairman Debbie Wasserman Schultz out to the convention in the wake of an email scandal that indicates the party tried to boost Hillary Clinton and undermine Bernie Sanders during the primaries. Sanders wants her out altogether.
I think she should resign, period. And I think we need a new chair who is going to lead us in a very different direction. That is taking on the billionaire class and fighting for an agenda that works for working families.
He talked to ABC TV's This Week program. Wasserman Schultz will not preside at the convention, nor will she speak. Meanwhile, forecasters say the heat in Philadelphia will be dangerous as the DNC opens tomorrow, temperatures possibly reaching 100. Organizers and city officials are trying to cope, preparing to cover the many demonstrators expected there with medical tents, cooling tents, and water distribution. Some demonstrations will be taking place today. A new poll suggests there's growing support amongst Americans for stricter gun laws.
Nearly two-thirds of people in an Associated Press GFK poll express support for stricter laws, with majorities favoring nationwide bans on the sale of semi-automatic assault weapons and on the sale of high-capacity magazines. The study suggests the increase due in part to a spate of shootings in recent months, but it also shows pessimism that change will happen anytime soon. Percentage of those wanting such laws was the highest since the question was first asked in 2013, about 10 months after the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in Newtown. Ron DeRockster reporting.
The International Olympic Committee has decided today against a complete ban on Russian athletes at the Rio Games due to doping. The IOC will leave it up to global federations to decide which Russian athletes will be accepted. A burned body found in a wildfire evacuation area north of Los Angeles. The Sheriff's Department says firefighters found the man's body last night. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Think you own your own home? Don't be so sure. Have you or your aging parents already fallen victim to deed fraud, otherwise known as house stealing? This latest cyber threat is happening across America, and the scariest part is most people have no idea their home title has been transferred, often to a person the homeowner knows and trusts, like a caregiver or family member. That's why a fraud alert service has been launched, so that homeowners or their loved ones can check for free that they're not already a victim. It's called Home Title Lock, and it also alerts you if someone may be trying to scam you out of your home. To check your home's title for free and get a risk-free trial, go to HometitleLock.com. Joint tenancy deed fraud is increasingly targeting seniors. Catch it right away before the thief does any real damage. Otherwise, you may lose your family home forever. To make sure you're not already a victim, go to HometitleLock.com now for your risk-free trial. That's HometitleLock.com. HometitleLock.com.
Investigators looking into Friday's mass shooting in Munich say the gunman spent more than a year preparing his attack. The 18-year-old shooter, identified only as David S., visited the site of a previous school shooting in the German town of Winnenden and took photographs. The shooter, who likely got his illegal weapon through the Internet, was an avid player of first-person shooter video games, including Counter-Strike. Kosovo held a day of mourning today for three young ethnic Albanians, two women and one man, who were amongst the nine people killed in Munich. British border agents are moving in to help French officials deal with gigantic backups this weekend for travelers trying to cross the English Channel into France for vacation. Officials warned that motorists could face waits of 5 hours or longer to enter the Dover ferry port or the Channel Tunnel. Some travelers say they've been in line for 15 hours and need water and food. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Some delegates to the Democratic National Convention are squeezing up to five people in a room as they face hotel bills running in the thousands of dollars.
A delegate from California says her room costs nearly $4,000 for 5 nights. She's sharing the room with 4 others and plans to bring a sleeping bag so they can trade off sleeping on the floor. The prices were driven up by expected high occupancy rates, which allow hotels to command a premium. Some hotel managers say they were surprised the Democratic National Convention didn't try to bargain with them to lower rates.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, July 24th, the 206th day of 2016. There are 160 days left in the year. On this date in history, 1866, Tennessee became the first state to be readmitted to the Union after the Civil War. And on this date in 1974, the Supreme Court unanimously ruled President Nixon had to turn over subpoenaed White House tape recordings to the Watergate special prosecutor. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Out of the way right at the top. There is no question whatsoever that Hillary Clinton committed multiple violations of federal law. For example, U.S. Code Title 18, Part 1, Chapter 101, Section 2071, Paragraph A says that anyone who removes and doesn't return any federal records, regardless of classification, has committed a felony.
Secretary Clinton said all work-related emails were returned to the State Department. Was that true?
No, we found work-related emails, thousands, that were not returned.
Paragraph B of that same statute says that anyone who attempts to conceal or destroy these records has committed a second felony, which specifically bars the offender from holding any office in the United States government.
Secretary Clinton said neither she nor anyone else deleted work-related emails from her personal account. Was that true?
There's no doubt that there were work-related emails that were removed electronically from the email system.
And finally, let's talk about U.S. Code Section 793, gathering, transmitting, or losing defense information. In order to clear the legal bar for prosecution on that statute, that part of the United States Code, the prosecution would have to prove gross negligence on the part of Mrs. Clinton.
He said during his long statement that she was extremely careless. The first definition of gross negligence that comes up, if you take out the legal dictionary, is being extremely careless.
Any questions? FBI Director Comey, acting for reasons unknown and which do not make the slightest bit of difference to this case, laid out point by point the evidence of criminal violations, as well as exposing Crooked Hillary's initial public statement as contempt for the American people so grand that it would have to be sifted through a very fine filter to find a single particle of that statement that was actually true. What David Horowitz called the most breathtaking fix in American history was so flagrant, so audacious, so shamefully and obviously crooked, and reeked of such bottomless contempt that I take exception to the idea frequently stated that they must take us for idiots. They don't take us for idiots. They take us for cowards. They know that we know, and they don't care. Why don't they care? Well, they don't care because we didn't do anything about changing implementation dates on Obamacare on a whim. We didn't do anything about the illegal, unconstitutional, dictatorial executive orders on something as hugely important as immigration. We didn't do anything when Crooked Hillary cut back security in Benghazi while Ambassador Chris Stevens was begging for more security. And we didn't do anything when the President and the Secretary of State, who knew within 15 minutes that the Benghazi attack was well-planned, well-coordinated, and clearly foreseen and foreseeable, when those two people stood there in front of television cameras and claimed repeatedly that the disaster was the result of an obscure YouTube video and told the relatives of the heroes that died because of her contempt that she and the president were going to get the filmmaker responsible for their son's deaths. Of course the fix is in. Of course it is. Of course we see right through it. They don't care. They've got us pegged. Oh, and one more little itty-bitty thing. Surely some of those top-secret and above-top-secret emails went to and from the President of the United States of America. Now, fortunately for the Commander-in-Chief and the presumptive future Commander-in-Chief, laws don't apply to top Democrats. Laws are for the little people, for the great unwashed army of rubes and hicks out there in flyover country. You know, you and me. President Obama will not protect the American people. President Hillary Clinton will not protect the American people. The Justice Department will not protect the American people. The politically appointed generals in the Pentagon won't protect the American people. And now we realize that the Federal Bureau of Investigation won't do it either. The only thing left to protect the American people is the American people. Our future and our freedom will end one way or another, back where it started with we the people. We the people will have to defend ourselves from this government, defend ourselves from this rough beast, its hour come at last, that we have allowed to go slouching towards Washington to be born. No, it's just us now. Just us alone. Click here to join our free newsletter and get a complimentary ebook of the best of Afterburner.
Yeah, that was Bill Whittle. Let's go with the other guy, Mulcahy, and then we'll go from there, and we'll talk a little bit more about Hillary and the filmmaker. I think that we had a caller call in and ask if the filmmaker was still in prison, D'Souza, I guess.
No, she was referring to the filmmaker for the video that they initially blamed the Benghazi attack on.
Oh, mm-hmm. I see.
I don't believe he is.
Maybe. I don't know.
We can check on it.
Yeah, we'll try to get an answer.
All right.
Okay, this is former Attorney General Michael Mukasey.
Former U.S. Attorney General Michael Mukasey told the attendees at this week's Republican National Convention that Hillary Clinton is seeking to take the constitutional oath of office that she has already violated.
The United States is the only country in the world that was founded based not on blood or land, but based on a law, the Constitution. Hillary Clinton is running for an office, the presidency, whose powers and duties are defined by that law. The most important power that that law gives the president is to be commander-in-chief of the armed forces to protect the country. That law, the Constitution, specifically requires that before taking up those powers and duties, the president swear to an oath, and it's the only oath that's set forth in the Constitution, to faithfully execute the office and to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution. Hillary Clinton took a similar oath before she became Secretary of State. You know what that adds up to? What that adds up to is that Hillary Clinton is asking the people of this country, the people of the United States, to make her the first president in history to take the constitutional oath of office after already having violated it. The message from this convention to everyone watching these proceedings, and the message to her should be loud, clear, and short. No way, Hillary. No way on earth. Thank you very much.
on the witch, may we burn, huh?
Burn her!
Who do you know she is a witch?
She looks like one!
Bring her forward.
I'm not a witch, I'm not a witch.
But you are dressed as one.
They dress me up like this. And this isn't my nose, it's a false one.
Well?
Well, we did do the nose.
The nose?
And the hat. But she is a witch.
Did you dress her up like this?
No! Yes.
Yes.
A bit. A bit. She has got a wart.
What makes you think she is a witch?
Well, she turned me into a newt.
A newt?
I got better.
Burn her anyway!
I think that's enough. What other explanation is there?
I don't know how much more evidence people need to see or know. And a lot of what I've found around people my age and younger is they don't know the history of the Clintons when they were in office. They don't know about the cocaine running out of Mena,
they
Arkansas.
They don't know about Vince Foster. They don't know about the trail of bodies.
Yeah, they don't know about Whitewater. They don't know about the Travelgate scandal. They don't know.
Do you remember when they stole all the stuff out of the White House to take home?
They stole the china.
They stole the furniture out of the White House when they left when Bill
Sturman. About it.
Yeah, it's like, you know, really? And you're going to vote for this person? I mean, I don't care whether you like Trump or not. If you vote for Hillary, you're a moron. I mean, or a criminal. I mean, these guys would vote for a pet rock if it would give them a free cell phone.
How about the fact that the first ever first husband is a serial rapist and a pedophile?
Check.
that's not enough?
Traitor. Check.
Traitor.
Embezzling. Check.
Yeah. That doesn't keep our national security secure.
Violates his oath of office. Check.
Uses her political power to enrich herself.
Check. We can keep going.
Yeah, I'd just like to know what she has and what laws they haven't broken.
Has run narcotics into our country.
Yeah.
Check.
You know, has murdered people.
Check.
One of them potentially, personally.
Check. Sex in the White House with an intern. Check.
Well, you could probably check that off for both of them.
Got disbarred for lying under oath. Check.
Yeah. Has permanently made cigars a joke.
At this point, does it make?
You know, when you hear the phrase cigar, cigarette, Tipperillo, it'll never be the same again. Yeah. Bill Tipperillo Clinton. Yeah.
What do you need to know about this woman?
I know. Oh, and she just went along with it. She's a victim of Bill.
Still married to him.
Yeah, but she doesn't have a choice because she's Hillary the Bull Clinton.
Yeah.
What difference at this point does it make?
Once you're in, you can't get out.
Not alive.
Yeah, I wish I find that one. She says, well, once you're in a gang, I mean, have you seen that video clip?
How about the evidence that's coming out now? That about Waco, that it was Hillary Clinton directly behind the murder of those people there.
Yeah, she gave the order. It wasn't Reno, yeah.
Yeah, Janet Reno actually attempted to resist going in with force in Waco, and it was this witch that burned those people to death.
Surprise, surprise.
What about the fact that it was her behind Ruby Ridge and the murder of Randy Weaver's 9-year-old son and his wife? What do you need to know about this person?
Let's see. That's pretty bad, huh?
Yeah, Christ, people, what do you need? Do you have any integrity, any moral foundation, any kind of valuable fiber? Are you recognizable as an American anymore?
I don't know. I guess. Maybe that's because we've twisted the meaning of being an American to the point where being American is actually being a communist.
I mean, you will actually set all of that evil aside because she's going to pander to your personal perversion or whatever it is that you want to do? Really?
I just want a cell phone. Shut up.
God, I...
Have an organized effort against gangs. Just
I'd say the lady needs to go to hell, but Satan called and said he won't take her back.
I know. Yeah, and I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on. So we've kind of beat that horse to death, I guess. But I think it needs to be beat to death.
Yeah, beat it some more.
And we could go on and on forever, you know. But, you know, what's interesting is there's 30% of these guys that don't care about any of this.
No, even when you hit them with the truth. Who will?
Facts are meaningless.
And then what about the Never Trump folks? Yeah. Really? Okay, I can understand you standing by your principles and you're not a supporter of Donald Trump. So who are you going to vote for?
Well, and I get it. I mean, maybe he wasn't your first choice.
Who are you going to vote for?
I get it. If you're not voting for Trump, I think you're voting for Hillary.
You know, there is the, you can take the intellectual high road, I suppose, and vote for the libertarian and go, oh, don't blame me for anything because I voted for the guy that doesn't have a shot in hell of ever winning.
Hmm.
Really? Let's really think about that, because at this point, it is a cop-out vote. It's so that you can stand on your moral high horse and go, don't blame me, where really all you did was enable nothing to happen. You're not standing against anything.
Well,
yeah, but you got people out there that look at it, and their vote doesn't matter because the whole thing's rigged anyhow. They know who's going to be the next president.
Well, that's it.
In the wings, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if the whole thing's rigged, it doesn't matter anyway, right?
Yeah, and more evidence is coming out that a lot of it's rigged.
Well, look at the empirical evidence. Despite all of the polls and stuff that are skewed and pandered, okay, Donald Trump has higher numbers than Ronald Reagan had when he took the country in a landslide. Okay, let's look at the fact that American women want to be Donald Trump's wife. Within a half hour after her speech, the dress that she wore sold out.
Oh, his daughter, yeah. Yeah, it was like a $138 dress.
It's interesting that
he had on.
You know, it's interesting that he was never called a racist till he started running for office.
Right, and if you look back in different things that he did, he was one of the first ones that, you know, down there in Florida with that golf course and stuff that he employed all different types of people and way back when.
Yeah, I think that this smear campaign, you know, now does he say stuff, you know, does he tell the truth? Does he say it like he feels? Is he bombastic? Is he egocentric? Is he even, I don't know, I don't even think he's a misogynist, but that's what we're, you know, that's the line we're being fed. But what would you rather have? Somebody who tells the truth no matter whose feelings he hurts?
I'm okay with America having a little swagger again.
Yeah.
America.
Yeah. Or we can go with somebody who can't tell the truth to save their soul.
You know why we walk around like we're awesome as Americans? Because we are. America is an awesome country. And has America gotten some things wrong? Of course we have. Have we been imperfect? Of course we have. But you look at the other countries in the world that have gotten a lot more wrong than we have. Now tell me another country that has gotten more right than we have. I'll wait.
Well,
you see where they interview the guys and they say, well, if you don't like it here, go to another country. And then they go, well, why should I? If you hate this country so much and it's so bad, like you say, go someplace else.
I am sick and tired of people running around with their tail tucked between their legs apologizing for being American.
I agree.
We kick ass. Let's just admit it. We're awesome.
Well, when you look at that, you know, it's about freedom and it's about liberty, and you know, that's the thing that you have to notice at all these other countries. They're really, you know, they're becoming more free than we are at this point, because we are no longer following the tenets of freedom. We're no longer following the founders' vision. All you got to do is look at the state of California.
No, we're letting the government dictate to us what we can and can't do and how to do it and everything else.
But as long as I get my cheese, I'm okay.
Yeah, until somebody moves it.
Who moved my cheese?
That's a good book.
It's a real good book, isn't it? It's only like 90 pages long, but it puts things in perspective, that's for sure.
I sent you a clip there, Bob. I think we should play it anytime. Just pull it up and play it just for fun. But
before we get to it, I keep forgetting to tell everybody who won the guns, the raffle.
There you go.
All right, so the first one went to Jim Richards. Second went to Jess Lang, I believe is his last name. And then the third one went to Sally Raposa. So there you go, guys.
Happy birthday, Sally.
Yeah, there was winners, and I keep forgetting to announce that. So there you go.
And unlike our elections and our government, it wasn't rigged.
No. Otherwise, I think I would have won all three, you know.
There you have it. So let's go to a break. And we'll wait for Bob to catch up because we've given him a lot of work over there. Let's talk about sovereign debt downgrades that have accelerated in 2016. While the recovery continues, there's three, rating agencies in the world, the big ones anyway. There might be more, but the ones that we always hear about are the three main ones, Fitch, Moody's, and Standard & Poor's, all downgraded the countries. Standard & Poor's has downgraded 16 sovereign countries. Moody's has downgraded 24, and Fitch's has downgraded 15. All of these represent significant increases over the downgrades of 2015. Now, this is for 16, these downgrades. Because everything's getting better, right? We got Frank. He's bringing in a broom.
You know who rides those, I guess.
She's a witch.
You need a few more of those brooms, yeah. Mr. Rose. You better get a whole bunch of them.
There's another thing. Something that these younger people don't know. Do younger people know that the Secret Service and the U.S. Air Force, when Hillary was on Air Force One, referred to Air Force One as Broomstick One? Okay.
They see it.
There's your next president. And here arriving on Broomstick One is Hillary.
Who'd ever think a little girl like you could spoil all my beautiful wickedness?
Yeah. Really? Yeah, I mean, that's what we're talking about here. It's like, oh, what a world.
I'll get you, Bill, and your little girls, too.
And your little dog, too.
I mean, what do you need to know?
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's crazy, you know, and it's getting crazier. When you look around the world and you see that we're being fed this bowl of garbage of, you know, everything's getting better and the economy's doing well and we live in the most prosperous economy in the world has ever known, and then you go down and see a bunch of people in the tent cities. Yeah. Well, that's the state of Jefferson. I mean, that's why we've got to get out of California. We've got to get back to the original plan.
It's not an option.
Well, you know, I guess we got to wait for everybody to get hurt worse.
You know, and what are we going to do? Sit around and twiddle our thumbs while we wait for the cowards in Sacramento that have allowed this to happen in the first place?
No, I think the state of Jefferson is going to happen. And I think that the state of Jefferson is happening. And whether people like it or not, believe it or not, it's starting to form.
Well, that's what I love is before our assembly, there was a news story that was running, Cindy Ellsmore from Keep It California stated, oh, they're dead. They're dead in the water. They're never going anywhere. They're irrelevant at this point. Well, she's about as accurate as she has been with everything else. Not even close. Not even close.
Yeah, I don't believe the media on anything anymore. I mean, Donald Trump had no chance of ever winning. And now it's, maybe.
He might. Could be.
I don't know. You know, I guess, the fact that Hillary is, might go to prison. Well, wait a minute. No, she can't go to prison.
Nope.
Because it's rigged.
They all need to go to prison.
Well, here's an example of what I'm talking about.
How about the fact that Fast and Furious guns have turned up in two French terrorist attacks?
What does it matter?
Should not the people responsible for Fast and Furious be held for international war crimes at that point?
You mean like Eric Holder?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That bugs me at a personal level.
Eric Cigar Holder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, Eric Flat Top Holder? BB Eyes?
I don't know.
Two-faced?
Yeah, two-faced.
Eric, two-faced Holder.
Yeah.
Here's an example. The government released the long-awaited, heavily redacted 28-page report that shows that the close connection between some of the 9/11 hijackers and the Saudi government. The report says the White House inhibited law enforcement from investigating this connection and that the Saudi officials were allowed to leave the U.S. right after 9/11 so they could not be detained or questioned. Saudi Arabia is currently funding 20% to 40% of Hillary Clinton's campaign for president. Okay? Now,
yeah, the people that killed 3,000 Americans on September 11th is 40% of the money behind Hillary Clinton.
What could go wrong?
Did she take all the money at once, or was it in payments?
And stop drinking the Bush Kool-Aid, too.
Right.
Because they were right there with them. You ever heard of a company called Schlumberger Oil? Look it up.
Yeah. Now, here's the next headline. The U.S. government says that even though an older document implicates Saudi Arabia in the 9/11 attack, subsequent investigation found no such links.
What? Yeah. Those links just went away?
The Saudi government says that it has been exonerated. Oh, and they... Yeah, so, it remains to be seen who in the Washington politics or mainstream media will have the honesty to point out that the reasons that no such links were found in the subsequent investigation is that there was no... There were no subsequent investigations! They were blocked by the White House.
No. They wouldn't
do
that.
Not even a smidgen of corruption.
Not even a smidgen. I'm telling you, all I want to do is drink beer with the police and play basketball.
Yeah. You know, and what
and endorse Hillary.
Is in 8 years...
I wish I could do a good Barack, but I can't.
Well, according to the people that pay attention to these things, in 8 years he hasn't even managed to get good at golf. He hasn't even accomplished that.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. I'm ready for a break because I'm ready to throw something through the window again.
All right. If you want to call in, have a question, comment, or something you want to talk about, give us a call. 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
From Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Revolve Solar, the Shasta Athletic Club, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members. Every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, hear what's going on. Many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform. So tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show, it's the happening place.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I hope you will join me at the annual WWCB Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew, sponsored by Reading VFW Post 1934, Saturday, July 30th, starting at 2 p.m. We're going to be at the Veterans Hall. Tickets are only $10.
Call VFW Post 1934 at 241-9168, 241-9168, or visit vfwpost1934.org.
Is there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio? Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Reading Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR. On Monday, we welcome David Kahn, author of The Millennial Vote, Why the GOP Hasn't Lost Young Americans. Let's find out what the millennials think. What are some really startling revelations about millennials? How are they going to change the future with their idea of technology and breaking gridlock in Washington, D.C.? One of the most pro-gun generations, yet really pro-background checks. All of these, Monday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Back. Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. We would appreciate it if you'd call in 530-605-4567 or go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com. So, with that said, you know, for the past few weeks, this commentary section that I'm reading right here, this is from G. Edward Griffin, has focused on acts of terrorism and race-based violence that are occurring in the streets of the U.S. and Europe. I wish we could turn to less gruesome news, but in my my view, there's nothing more important to the future of personal freedom in the world than these events. Details of the attacks continue to fill the news channels. The names of the attackers, their origin, what weapons they used, how many were killed or wounded, are they part of an organized group, and so forth. As important as these facts may be, there are other facts that may be even more important that are seldom featured in the major news channels. There's no better example that in almost every case of terrorism and organized race-based violence, there's strong evidence that the attackers were recruited, radicalized, trained, funded, and protected by covert agencies of the governments that become the scenes of violence. Not only that, after the radicalized groups and dupes are pushed into suicide missions, it's amazingly common to discover that military and law enforcement personnel are given orders to stand down for as long as possible, which allows the radicalized cannon fodder to create an amazing amount of carnage considering their small numbers. Once this recurring pattern of rev up and stand down is recognized, it becomes apparent that there are forces that actually want to see wanton acts of violence and killing as a catalyst to create public demand for a police state, supposedly as the only solution to the problem they themselves created. If you know what to look for, you will find a pattern within the following stories from their week. This is from the news. This is G. Edward Griffin, and I highly suggest you go to Need to Know News or from around the world. Now, that's troubling, but when you think about it, has Obama been letting a lot of Muslims that aren't vetted into the country?
Yes.
Have we been under attack by Muslim terrorists?
Yes.
Have they been connected to different agencies in the government through several sources?
You mean like the Orlando shooter's dad being supported by Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama for the presidency of Afghanistan?
Yes. Yeah, stuff like that. So now, what I'm saying here is that is our government above causing these kind of false flags events to create disturbances in the force so that we need a police state?
Been doing it since at least World War One. You ever heard of the Lusitania?
Interesting. So, it's just a word to the wise that maybe we need to be aware.
Or even the Spanish-American War. What about Remember the Maine?
Well, I mean, it's not like the governments haven't caught. I mean, what's the Gulf of Tonkin? You know, I mean, there's a few here and there. Excuse me.
Weird.
So, does anybody really out there believe that if they give you a free cell phone, that they want you to, you know, and be their friend to vote for them, that they have your actual best interest in mind? Does anybody believe that?
Any man that sets you up to be dependent upon their goodwill is a tyrant.
Now, Sally says in the chat room that Governor Terry McAuliffe, a Democrat, is taking action to restore the voting rights of ex-offenders in the state after a court decision Friday put them in jeopardy. He's getting around the Virginia Supreme Court's ruling against him by signing 200,000 individual clemency grants to the state. These to ensure their rights to vote in November.
Yep.
Unbelievable. So, also, Jimmy's got a question for Red. My wife is wondering where Keep It California is from. North State, South State. Second question, where does someone go to see Hillary is getting her campaign funding from? Where do you go to find that out?
You can go to opencampaign.com and see where the political...
Or Open Secrets.
Open Secrets is another one.
Yeah.
And you can see where the money's coming from. What you'll see is a corporate shell or a PAC. Then you have to do a little bit of research and find out where that PAC or that corporation gets its money from, and who owns them. And there's a lot of cutouts in between the Saudi princes and Hillary Clinton. But if you follow the trail, it goes right into the royal palace in Riyadh. And as for Keep It California, they're mostly from the North State, and the original three founding members were all heads of the Democratic Central Committees in their county.
Weird.
They say that they're nonpartisan, but they receive funding from the Democratic Party of California, and they are all Democrats, and their leadership are all heads of DNC Central Committees.
Hmm. Well, you know, I mean, it just keeps going on, you know.
Two of which are under investigation now for fraud and embezzlement.
What does it really matter? Yeah, I'm going to beat that horse to death. I don't know. I mean, it just gets old after a while. That's why, you know, when you see something that happened yesterday.
Oh, and the other tie is every one of the founding members used to work together for Barbara Boxer.
The only way it could get worse is if it was
Nancy in there too.
If it was Debbie Wasserman Schultz, you know, who names themselves Debbie? I mean, Wasserman Schultz.
I don't know.
That's like it's like you're on both sides of the fence, you know.
Debbie the Teeth Wasserman Schultz.
Debbie the File.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure where we're going to go here.
I know nothing. Nothing.
Sergeant Schultz. I know. I'm just at a standstill here. You know, I was thinking about yesterday, and I was thinking about all the positive energy and all the involvement and all going in the right direction. You know, we're talking about all of this crap, you know, but the real deal is that we're winning.
We're winning.
Yeah,
it scares the hell out of them.
Yeah, I mean, all this stuff that's going on worldwide, you know, we're seeing all this news and stuff. I don't see any news of anything good. Like, what happened to the, where was, there was one reporter there at the, I think it, who does the report for Paul was saying? I can't remember the name of the paper.
He's an independent reporter.
Independent. I think he had some magazine. He said, we'll have to find out about it. But there was one reporter there. And
snuck in.
He snuck in. We almost thought, I almost thought I had to throw him out because I thought he was a plant. But, you know, the real deal is that you don't get any news of this stuff because if you let the reporters in on the good stuff, then they spin it. I mean, how many times have they taken stories? I mean, when was the last, you know, remember the Washington Mall when the Tea Parties first formed? And there's like 1.5 million people there. And they didn't even report it.
Yeah, they did report it. There was like 4 angry rednecks, but.
Now you've got 75% of the people, believing Trump and not Hillary.
Who in their right mind believes Hillary?
But you know, they're still saying it's going to be close.
How much evidence do you need of what this person is?
Yeah, I don't know.
She should be in prison for the rest of her life. The hardest question about Hillary Clinton is what do you charge her with first?
Meanwhile, Venezuelan inflation rate is set to top 1,600% this year.
Why do you even bother at that point?
I don't know. So we don't get any reporting.
How about the fact that the Italian courts just ruled that vaccines are a direct cause of autism?
Wow.
Talk about that one.
Wow, I guess, and then I'm looking at another report.
Or the College of Pediatrics that just came out that those shots for teenagers, for the girls and the boys, how bad that they really are for them and everything. Even the pediatric college is coming out and saying, hey, whoa, there's something wrong. But FDA says, no, it's good and you have to have it done and no problem.
Well, I'm looking at here.
Would that be the same FDA run by Monsanto?
Yeah, that same FDA.
I'm looking at the vaccineimpact.com here. Vaccine injuries and deaths increase in government vaccine courts June 2016 report from the Department of Justice, and everyday people in the United States are being injured and killed by vaccines, and the numbers are increasing, and the fact that this is not in dispute, as the Department of Justice quarterly report of vaccine injuries and death clearly demonstrates. How come that's not news?
How about the fact that out of one side of their mouth they say there's nothing wrong with vaccines, yet we have a special fund that has paid out over $3 billion to parents whose children have been injured by vaccines?
And not only that, but they can't be prosecuted.
Yeah.
They're exempt from being prosecuted in poisoning our children.
How do I get a deal where I can make an experimental product that I have absolutely no liability for? How do I do that?
You can see the full report at the Vaccine Impact, and it's kind of...
It's very staggering what's going on with that, and people need to wake up. But the FDA and the people that are given the vaccines just get a free ticket to go.
My point being is we never get the truth in the mainstream media anymore, do we? We get the spin, we get the narrative, we get everything that they want you to hear or not hear. They black out, but I say we're winning. I think that Trump's going to win by a landslide.
There's
I think
way to know.
And some people, you need to start thinking non-compliance. Legitimately start thinking non-compliance.
Are you going to take your kid to get a vaccine now after seeing this report?
Okay, well, again, here's people with this vaccine thing, and they literally come up with two solutions. Either I vaccinate my kid or I don't send my kid to school. It never occurs to them, hey,
we should start our own school.
Hypothetically, maybe forge your vaccine documents.
Why not homeschool or a bunch of people get together and start?
There's
their
always
own.
Other solutions.
There's other options here. Or people stand up and say, no, we
but
won't
you're still,
comply.
But you're still illegal. See, that's the thing about that. You're still illegal, you know, because they say you are mandated to get vaccines in the state of California. And, you know, like I say, I think Red's right. The middle finger.
Yeah. Eat it. Well, I can't say that word, but. Go to
he was going
to
say Snickers bar.
Yeah, but if everybody just didn't send their kid to school, what would they do? Just in Shasta County.
That's what I'm saying.
Just in Shasta County, you decided when whatever the starting date for school is, everybody said, hey, mine's not going. What are they going to do? They're going to be going crazy because they lose money per kid. That's all they care about is getting their dollar for each kid that's sitting in
there.
People
might have to sacrifice because the way the system's set up, is you're either dependent on the state for welfare, and you don't send your kid to school, so they cut your welfare off, or both parents are having to go out to jobs and struggle, and who's going to stay home to watch little Johnny or Sally?
Well, take your kid to work.
They've rigged the system to where you have to comply.
Yeah, I know. I agree with that.
And that's why I'm saying start finding solutions around
Yeah,
it.
But there is a few doctors in the state that can still sign the papers, too. So there is options
there
for you.
Yeah.
And I did hear, and it's being looked into, about the Reading School of Arts. Now, they had a commercial that said...
It's on their website, too.
...that they... I'm not sure how they're getting around it, but that they will accept children that are opted out of the vaccine. So I do have somebody
it's the virtual academy that they're starting.
Right. So you can
for vaccinated and non-vaccinated families.
So you stay at home and get the schooling?
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah.
You get most of it online.
Okay. There's another option there. And with that, we do have a caller on the line. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
We're doing good.
Stops.
Yeah. Looks like Jefferson's moving right along.
It's true.
Yeah, just a bit.
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to bring up something, though. I mean, we keep bringing up, well, maybe we shouldn't pay our house taxes. Well, maybe we shouldn't let our kids even go to school. Let's not vaccine them, all that stuff. And, you know, all of us agree with all of that. I mean, most right-minded people do. The question is, who will be our Rosa Parks?
Right.
The question is, who will be our Rosa Parks? So a lot of times, you know, and then when we find our Rosa Parks, no matter what the issue may be, whether it be Common Core, whether it be the vaccines, whether it be a truck driver for CARB, and of course the folks in Jefferson that we're standing up now, we take those Rosa Parks and we make sure that we plaster that everywhere.
I'll be your Huckleberry. Yeah.
I didn't hear him.
He said he'll be your Huckleberry, Terry, and he also plays center field.
You gonna be Rosa Parks there, buddy?
Yeah, I ain't got no problem with that. I'm done.
Well, you know, see, I believe you would be. I mean, that's the thing. I know how you stand, Red, and I know that, you know, you you guys have been amazing, you and Mark and Linda, in really standing here and saying things that everybody thinks.
I'm ready for a fist fight. Let's get it.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is that a lot of people out there, you know, need to start standing. You know, I mean, you guys are right. We just can't be afraid anymore. I mean, I keep reading the Second Amendment over and over and over again. I keep reading it over and over and over again. And we comply with the fact, well, why can't we open carry?
Well, you know, there's something worse than fair.
I have a right to bear arms, and it should not be infringed on. Yep. Okay, that's enough for me. I am so tired of all this, and I think we all are, aren't we?
Well, you know, we joke around a lot here, Terry, just because you can't show up here for 3 hours every week, week after week, and year after year after year, and not try to make some fun out of this. But you're right. The real deal is this is serious business. The real deal is that we're all very serious, and I think any one of us would lay down our lives at any given moment if we could solve the problem. We're just not going to do that for no reason. But you're right. I mean, this is getting serious, and we need to be ready to step up into the firing line. We need to be ready to do what it takes to sit on the back of the bus or sit in the front of the bus, whatever it takes to get this done. And we're starting to see more and more of that leadership coming in to being, you know, especially look at yesterday. I was impressed with so many people that are starting to take ownership, and we're not going to take no anymore. We're not going to let the government bully us into compliance.
Yeah, you know, and again, you know, folks out there, you know, it starts with shows like these. We talk about the press, and you guys made some great valid points on the press. But if we don't support the people like Doug Knox and his radio program, mm-hmm. and Sovereign Minds, you know, and we don't support things like Freedom in Action, Jefferson State of Mind, then shame on us. We need to start getting the word out about all these radio programs and about all these different things we do have, everything on the Internet that supports liberty. I mean, we really, and we're doing that, but I still think that there's a lot of people, and I mean, I'll be the first one to say I don't work hard enough. I need to work harder because all of us do. I mean, freedom ain't free, man. Just freedom ain't free.
No, it's not.
And as long as we kind of sit back and we're halfway doing this, you know, we can't do it halfway anymore. I think that was shown yesterday, and there was a lot of great senses of humor. There was a lot of fun in that too, Mark. And frankly, I appreciate your sense of humor, Mark, and I appreciate your sense of humor, Red. And you know, it's good because, you know, you need a little bit of that broken up into stuff. But you know, God uses humor as truth. A lot of times when we laugh about things, we laugh about it because it's true.
Well, it's a sense of humor, a roof and a rifle. And I'm to the point, you know, come at me, bro. You got a 300-pound Irish problem.
Well, the thing is that, you know, I think we all need to be on this thing. We all need to be, you know, on this thing and involving those people that want to get involved. And that was really neat about yesterday. Everybody was able to have their say. But I think the most important thing about yesterday, I'm sure you guys would concur, I mean, you have like 600-plus people in there. I mean, everybody was quite courteous to one another, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah. It was a family atmosphere. It was fantastic.
It was totally a family atmosphere. Totally. And, you know, it was really nice, too. I mean, you know, people hear the word 3%ers. You know, I'll tell you what. Those guys were accommodating. They were helpful. I know there was a couple of ladies that were lost. They helped. They walked them over to the rooms they needed to go to. Those guys were really they're just patriots. And I am so tired of seeing good people being painted in a bad light. You know, I'm just done.
They're rock solid.
I think folks, and I'm going to say this, and I hope it doesn't get anybody in trouble, but I think you folks need to start calling in to Carl Bott. And the reason I do is because Carl does give an open forum, but start talking about liberty and bringing up some important subjects that need to be brought up. And I think that folks need to start doing that. What do you guys think?
Well, it's something that needs to be done. And you know, the problem I have is that the it's so controlled when you do call in. It's hard to get your points across sometimes. That's my only thing that I have a problem with on Carl Bott's show, is that you just get short sound bites and you don't get necessarily the full extent of what you're trying to get across, and that makes it a little more difficult. That's why we have this radio show. But you're right. People need to start pounding the drum at whatever forum, at whatever place or time or voice they can get out there. I agree.
Well, the reason I use that as an example is because Carl Bott's one of the more, he's certainly one of the more friendly and open radio hosts, but we need to do that everywhere. We need to do that with the newspaper. We need to, you know, I mean, we should be standing in front of the newspaper. Why aren't you saying this? Why aren't you saying that? I mean, you know, I've called, and I will call again. I've called the editor there. I've called Silas Lyons to where if he sees my number, he's not going to answer. You know, it's gotten to a point where where do we go here? It's just like with the police. We aren't protected by the police, folks. They can't protect you. They'll come after the fact, but unless they're there during the time that crime happens and they choose to help you, they can't do anything. Yet I think one of the biggest fear of law-abiding citizens is the fact that if you do something and you're attacked by somebody or something happens there, the law-abiding citizens wondering, gosh, what's the law going to do to me? What do I have to go through? Are the police going to arrest me for defending myself?
Terry, we're at the top of the hour. Unfortunately, they're going to cut us off, but thank you for calling in.
We
appreciate it. You have a great day, and this has been KCNO, our 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. In the wake of an email scandal that indicates the Democratic National Committee tried to help Hillary and undercut Bernie during the primaries, DNC Chairman Debbie Wasserman Schultz has been removed from leadership of the convention. She's also been barred from speaking at the gathering, which begins tomorrow in Philadelphia. Bernie Sanders is calling for her full resignation as party chief. Hot enough for you? Much of the nation still suffering from record high temperatures. It's not ending soon.
Yesterday, there were a few readings of highs near 100 near Philadelphia and near Washington, D.C. That's going to continue for at least another 2 to 3 days.
David Roth of the National Weather Service. Yes, it'll be about 100 tomorrow as they start the DNC in Philadelphia. The International Olympic Committee has softened its punishment of Russia for doping.
Today, the IOC Executive Board decided not to impose a complete ban on Russia for the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. They came up with another solution, which they say protects the rights of individual athletes, and the responsibility will go to the international sports federations to decide which athletes are deemed clean enough to be entered for the Games.
Correspondent Steve Wilson. Two massive wildfires continue to grow in hot, dry California hills and canyons. Officials say one blaze north of Los Angeles near Santa Clarita and the Angeles National Forest has now burned more than 34 square miles. It may also have killed a man whose body was found in a burned car. New government numbers show that a financial safeguard for Medicare beneficiaries has become a way for pharmaceutical companies to get billions of dollars for pricey medications at taxpayer expense. The cost of Medicare's catastrophic prescription coverage jumped by 85% in 3 years to more than $51 billion in 2015. Taxpayers cover 80% of catastrophic costs. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all know someone who's been laid off in the past few years in some corporate cost-cutting move. Most of these people were over 50 years old, and they'd held their job for years. You tell me, who's going to hire these people at the same wage? In this day and age of job insecurity, is there any other feeling more empowering than being your own boss? Hi, Steve Cooper here, co-owner of ERSOP.com, E-R-S-O-P, which stands for Entrepreneur Rollover Stock Ownership Plan. We've helped thousands of people get control of their lives, income, and their sense of security. Along with my partner, Karen Franklin, ERSOP.com has also helped these thousands of people use their retirement funds to invest in businesses for themselves and their family. It only takes a couple of weeks to finance, and it's totally legal. And the best part is, 3, 4, 5 years later, you put the retirement funds back and have the corporation carry on by itself. Be the entrepreneur you've always dreamed of being. Call 866-MY-ERSOP. That's 866-MYERSOP. Invest in yourself. Call 866-MY-ERSOP.
Israel's foreign ministry says a senior official has met with a visiting former military general from Saudi Arabia. The meeting marks a rare public engagement between countries that have no official relations. Saudi Arabia is floating a plan for a comprehensive peace agreement between Israel and its Arab neighbors. That country has become unofficially closer to Israel in recent years over their shared concern about the rising power of Iran. Two nephews of Venezuela's powerful first lady have confessed to trying to smuggle nearly 1,800 pounds of cocaine into the U.S. according to prosecutors in a politically charged case. The court filings this weekend by prosecutors shed new light on the case that has sounded alarm bells about high-level corruption and drug trafficking by Venezuela's political elite, even at a time of increasing economic and political turmoil in the South American nation where many people can't find food to buy. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Senator Chuck Grassley tells the meeting of governors that federal lawmakers rarely consider the potential impact their laws might have on state budgets.
The Iowa Republican says not very often and maybe not at all do the views of states get much attention. He says it's just so difficult to negotiate bipartisan agreements that adding state concerns to the mix might doom such deals. Grassley was responding to concerns about how governors can make sure their budgets aren't harmed by major overhauls of the tax code. Grassley's advice, be aware of it and be active.
Correspondent Rich Thomason. Today is Sunday, July 24th. It's a birthday for some notable people, including legendary political cartoonist Pat Oliphant. He is 81 years old today. Comedian Gallagher, remember the guy who used to smash the fruit with a hammer? 70 years old today. Senator Claire McCaskill, the Democrat of Missouri. She is 63. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up.
Fed
got
up.
Our house in order and got yours inside.
Go ahead, skin it. Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
Listen, mister, I'm getting awful tired of your...
I'm getting tired of your gas. Now jerk that pistol and go to work. I said throw down, boy. You gonna do something or just stand there and bleed? No?
Yeah, that's about where I'm at with it.
Yeah, that's pretty close.
Jerk that pistol and go to work.
Time to hit the street there, youngster. Yeah, we're back. Sovereign Mind Radio. We're in the third hour. And, yeah, things are kind of getting to the point where it's time to put up or shut up. And I think we're starting to put up. So, and we're not going to shut up. So it's put up and not shut up. So, yeah.
I've been told my whole life I never knew when to shut my mouth.
Well, that's obviously a fact.
Paul Preston wanted to chime in here before we get started with our next guest.
Okay. Are you there, Paul?
Hey, I am. How you guys doing?
The fun never stops. How you doing?
That's great. I've been listening to you guys. You've been, not very kind to Hillary.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, haven't you heard? She's a witch.
I know, that's a great clip. Listen, great job yesterday. Great moment in American history took place yesterday, and I'm just so excited about what's going on with the Jefferson movement. It's just, we are the state of Jefferson. I'm just officially declared after yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, it's no longer a movement. It is the state of Jefferson now.
Yeah, absolutely. Very exciting, and like you say, I think that was a historical landmark day and event yesterday that is going to be remembered in the history books as time goes on.
Yeah, and I think that those people that have been saying that the state of Jefferson will never form, well, they better give pause to what took place yesterday. I don't know how many people actually showed up. Some people are saying 500. It looked more like 600 and plus, especially as the afternoon, because you had other people showing up.
I think the official door count for the morning was 580.
580, yeah, well, there you go. And I know there were a lot of new faces that were showing up in the afternoon. So, that is a significant number of people to show up at an event like this. And the vibes that came out of that, everybody's presentations were spot on. Especially the feedback that was so desperately needed from everybody in the counties came out so fruitfully. It was really it was great to see the level of cooperation. Everybody sort of put down their arms and weapons, their pitchforks and their torches, and they came together for a common cause to form the state of Jefferson. It was really exciting.
Yeah, it was. We could not have hoped for better.
There you go. Yeah. So, hey, thanks for calling in, Paul. We got to get to our guests now, but we really appreciate your input, and man, it was good to see you there.
All right, buddy. Good job, guys. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you, Paul. That's Paul Preston from Agenda 21 Radio. We highly recommend that you tune in to his show. I don't have all the numbers in front of me, but
Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah, agenda21radio.com. Dot news, you can find it, and agenda21radio.net will get you there, and fantastic stuff on his show as well.
Yep, Paul's a great American. So I'm going to refer to my sister to introduce our guest.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't have it in front of me.
Imagine that.
Yeah, I could steal it, I could take it.
Well, we have in the studio, we have Al Mazza. He is 100 years old. He is a World War II and Korean vet. He has served this country for 27 years in the Army. And so as we go along here, I'm sure he can fill us in a lot of things. He's done a lot of different things in the military. But we just wanted to bring him in. I mean, we don't get to honor especially World War II and Korean veterans very often. So welcome, sir. We appreciate you coming in and talking with us this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, so.
Well, where do we get started? I mean, it sounds like you've had a long career.
I started in 1937.
Wow.
Yeah, joined the military.
Which branch?
11 Horse Cavalry. Ronald Reagan was in at the time. Didn't know he was going to be president. Would have got better acquainted with him.
Is that when you were riding real horses?
Right.
No, so it was a cavalry unit.
Right, regular horses, right, and pack animals.
I guess there's no such thing as irregular horses. Well, maybe there is, but...
And where was that at?
That was Monterey, California. Presidio Monterey.
Wow. So, so when did they phase out the Calvary units?
I think they phased them out about ninth, right after the draft went in. What year was that?
Yeah, well, that was in the 40s, early 40, wasn't it? Right. Yeah, early 40s. So that's interesting. I didn't know that they still had a regular cavalry in, up until that point.
Yeah, they sent all the horses down to Mexico and donated them to the Mexican army.
Hmm. So
that's interesting.
That's interesting. Yeah. So they're still in the, on the cavalry down there, probably. So, so you went in into the service, and
how old were you when you went in?
I believe I was 18.
18?
No, 21.
21.
21.
You had to be 21 unless, if you was under 21, you had to have your parents' approval,
the parental consent. Yeah. So you went into the service. What was your MOS?
Pardon?
Your MOS, I don't think...
Maybe, they probably didn't have it then.
Probably didn't have an MOS back then. But what was your field of expertise?
Mechanic? Were you a mechanic? Is that what you went in under?
Oh, no, I went in. I just was a regular trooper. And then they sent me to Fort Riley, Kansas, and I became a horseshoer. I learned how to shoe horses, and then I came back to the unit. And just by the time we came back, they decided to get rid of the horses. So I became a truck driver.
Truck driver. Right. 60. Well, that, yeah, that's 63 Bravo, I think, as it is now, or it was, but I'm not. Right. Yeah, interesting. Yeah, that's what my MOS was when I went in, was a truck driver. Well, I was supposed to be a diesel generation mechanic, but I ended up being a truck driver. A tow truck driver.
Well, I got out of the service after my 3 years were up, but I had enlisted in what they call a ready reserve. I was out about a year, and they called me back and shipped me to Camp Grant, Illinois.
Hmm. That's right before World War II, then.
Right, I become an infantry soldier.
Well, I think if you join the Army, you're in the infantry, whether you like it or not.
Well, they had the horse cavalry at that time, and also they had the artillery. So
what did you do? So, you know, after they got disbanded the cavalry, and then you went to World War II. Did you ship you overseas? What, European theater or the Pacific?
Yeah, I went to World War II with the 95th Infantry Division. Fought all through World War II. Came out and was out for a few months and went back into service and went to Korea and fought during the Korean conflict.
What theater of operation were you in World War II? In the European theater?
European theater, right.
Yeah. So where did you land at D-Day or where?
No, 7 days after D-Days I went in. Yeah.
Okay, so you came in after the onslaught at Omaha.
Right. We were stationed in a ship outside of the waiting to go in on D-Day, but a amount of troops went in, and the water came so high that they had to postpone us, and then finally they decided to let us go in. So we went in, walked in waist high. Yeah.
But they'd already taken the beachhead, so it wasn't under fire at that point. So that's pretty lucky, actually.
Well, it was partially under fire, yeah.
Oh, it was?
Right.
Oh, so the Germans were still entrenched on the cliffs.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. What an experience, huh?
Right. Well, I was very fortunate. Out of 14 of us, I was one of the seven that made it all the way to the beach and up to the hills. Right.
Yeah. So half didn't make it.
Right.
So is it? So then, how did you guys get up the cliffs?
Well, like myself and some other ones, we were fairly good at climbing. We got up there and we had ropes that we threw down. That was secured up there. The ropes had leg loops in them, and they were able to come up on lake loops.
So then what did you do? You got up the cliffs, and then you went into the trenches?
There was no trenches.
There's no trenches up there? No. No, so just pillboxes?
Right, some foxholes and so forth. Then we did fight in up to the trenches. Yeah.
Oh, so then you got into the trenches because, you know, you see how that you in some of the movies where they storm up and they get a foothold and then starts fanning out from there to try to, you know, take as much ground as possible. So, and then what happened from there? Did you guys start getting into the hedgerow wars in France there?
Well, it wasn't long after that I was trying to take a pillbox that they had up there, and I was wounded and shipped to England for treatment.
Oh, I see. I see. What kind of wound did you get?
I got shot through the left ankle.
Oh, boy.
I was very fortunate. I had just raised my head up to look for another position, and the bullet went right past my face and through my ankle. I didn't wait for the second round. I just got up and ran, jumped into a foxhole near one of their pillboxes, which was full of water, up to my neck.
Nice. That was comfortable, huh?
Right. So I used my helmet to drain the water out.
Oh, I see.
And where did you go when you got wounded? Where did they take you to?
Well, they sent me back. I was first treated there in France, and then I was shipped to England.
And then when you got to England, you stayed there for an extended stay while you healed, and then got put back into the theater later
right.
on?
I stayed there, and then when I was healed enough to go back to duty, they shipped me back to my unit. And my unit at that time was in Germany, and it was just about 2 weeks before the Germans surrendered.
Wow. Wow, so you were in England for quite a while then.
Right.
Yeah. A couple of years?
No, not a couple of years, about 15 months.
15 months.
Yeah.
And where did you hook up with your unit in Germany at? Where were you guys at?
They were just going into Germany, right outside of France. I don't recall just about where it was, yeah. But I know I went in, it was evening, toward evening, yeah.
Was that in northern France or southern France?
Northern France.
Northern,
yeah.
Northern France.
So they were coming across the Rhine then?
Right.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
I got to swim in the Rhine River.
Hey. Not a lot of people can say that.
And then after that, did you get out of the service for a while and then go back in?
Yeah, I stayed in until after the war was over, and I came back out. I took a discharge and came out. And
did you re-enlist?
I was out about a year and a half, and one day I ran into a friend, and he says, you know, they're recruiting, he says, and if you have prior service, they'll give you a
bonus, huh?
They'll also promote you right away.
Oh, give you a commission.
You know, they'll give me make me a sergeant of some type.
Oh, I see.
So I went re-enlisted. They made me a staff sergeant.
Did you have a head injury before you re-enlisted?
No. although I went home, my wife says, did you find a job, Al? I says, yes, we're back in the Army.
Oh, no.
And how pleased was she with that?
I don't know. You know.
Not very.
Yeah.
You know, I bet not.
So you made a career out of the service then?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how you could do it myself. I just that takes a big patriot to go in back into the service in my book. Because, man, I tell you, I'd want so far away from there I couldn't.
When you first went in, do you remember how much your pay was?
Yeah, it was $21
a month.
A month.
A month.
That was big money then. $21 was probably worth of a couple thousand today.
A few years prior to that, it was only $16, but they got raised it to $21. Yeah.
And then when you re-enlisted, do you know how much it was when you re-enlisted?
It was about
$90.
About
$90? Wow.
I was a staff sergeant at the time. Yeah.
We had two children.
Yeah.
And that was
Jeff. And where did you get stationed at after that?
Let's see, I went to Camp Grant after that.
No, you went to the ordnance school. He didn't.
Oh, yeah, I put in for ordnance school. I went to Aberdeen, Maryland. I wanted out of the infantry, so I volunteered to go to ordnance school, and I became a mechanic.
Why would you want out of the infantry?
Pardon?
Why would you want to ever be in the infantry is the question.
The reason I wanted out of the infantry, I had still difficulty marching due to my wounds.
Sure.
Yeah, so I decided to go into a mobile unit.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I figured riding was better than walking.
Any day of the week.
I bet. Yeah.
Yeah, you get on some of those hikes and holy crap, it doesn't matter whether your feet are in good shape or not, it still hurts. So from there, where did you go? You went, so then you were in Aberdeen and you got the skills as a mechanic and a truck driver. And then where did you go from there?
Well, then I went to Atlanta General Depot in Atlanta, Georgia.
I see.
And stayed there and went there and then was reassigned. And I believe I got shipped up to Illinois.
Well, you stayed at Atlanta. You stayed at Atlanta and then we got to come down and join you. And then after about a year and a half, you moved on. They sent you to Japan.
Well, when did I go to Culver?
Oh, that was at the end of your career.
Right.
Hmm. So you went from Illinois to Japan.
All right.
Wow. And so what was going on in Japan?
I was at Campbell.
Ford Motor Plant.
Pardon?
Ford Motor Plant.
Ford Motor Plant. Ford Motor had a plant over there. And I went in there and was working there. But we were servicing military vehicles.
I see. Oh, I didn't know that Ford had a motor plant in Japan. That's interesting in itself.
I did, but I didn't realize far back it went.
It was a more or less assembly plant. Yeah.
For military vehicles.
Well, other vehicles also.
I see.
But they assembled them there. They were manufactured mostly in the States and shipped parts over to Japan, and then they assembled them there at the Ford plant.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So you started there in Japan, and how long were you in Japan for?
Well, we were there for about a little over 2 years, but 18 months of it, he was in Korea. Yeah.
So you went to Korea from Japan.
Right. When the Korean conflict broke, I was one of the first ones shipped to Korea.
So when you went to Japan, the whole family went to Japan.
Well, yeah.
We didn't go with him, but later on we joined him.
Yeah. So did you actually go in with Task Force Smith into Korea, the first wave of it? Really?
Yeah.
So you were there on the Pusan perimeter.
Well, I went in 6 days after the voyage, but we walked in.
That was some nasty work.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, tell us about it. What? I'm not really that familiar with the Korean conflict. I haven't studied it that much.
Well, one thing about the Korean conflict, a lot of Korean military were actually against their country fighting, so they surrendered fairly easily. Yeah, they found. Yeah, got a lot of support from the Korean people.
Why was it a conflict and not a war? Because it was never declared, obviously.
Well, I don't know why, but it was a war to me.
There was a lot of fighting going on, huh?
Right.
Well, see, early in the war, the North Koreans had basically taken the entire peninsula, and except for the port city of Pusan, correct?
Right.
And
yeah, they
task
almost
force
occupied all of Japan except when we came in. In fact, when I embarked from the ship, I had to walk in water. We couldn't, yeah.
Yeah, basically Task Force Smith got there and
well,
held
because
Pusan
the,
by their
all the
nails.
Docks were taken over by the Koreans, so we couldn't pull into a dock. We had to embark outside of the docks.
So you were fighting the North Koreans?
Right.
Okay. So the North Koreans had invaded the South Korea.
Right.
And then just kind of like a, you know, Vietnam type of situation.
They also had quite a few of the Chinese that joined the North Koreans in the war.
So was the war being supported by China then? Is that who started it, or was it the North Koreans?
Well, I think China was behind some of it in North Korea. I think North Korea wanted to take back South Korea that the Americans held, and that's what started it, yeah.
Hmm. So you seen fighting there then?
Pardon?
You seen combat there then?
Oh, yeah, I was in combat.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you were Task Force Smith, you definitely saw.
And how long were you there for?
About
18 months?
18 months, yeah. Then I was shipped to Japan.
So then you were actually part of the breakout from the Pusan perimeter towards the Yellow River?
Right, yeah.
And then you were probably, what, north of the Yellow River when the Chinese directly entered the war?
Right. Almost went all the way across, almost entering China, at the border. Yeah. Mm.
And then after the 18 months, where did you go?
Yeah, I went back to the States, and then I re-enlisted and went to Atlanta General Depot and become an instructor in internal combustion engines.
And you still didn't have a head injury.
Pardon?
Did you get wounded at all in Korea?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you did.
No, I got wounded in World War II.
In World War II, but you made it through all the way through Korea without being wounded at all. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
So was it heavy fighting there? And I mean, tell us what combat was kind of like, I mean, if you can.
Well, it was all depends. Sometimes heavy fighting would last for about 2-3 hours. But we were very fortunate. We had quite a bit of artillery. And we always laid artillery out pretty heavy. And that eliminated the Koreans in front of us, right? So we could advance. Every time before we'd advance, we'd call for artillery fire, and they'd lay a barrage of shells ahead of us, and then we'd go on ahead. Yeah.
So you guys would have been coming up the west coast of the Korean Peninsula after the Marines hit Incheon, correct?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a great uncle that was a Marine at Incheon and Chosin, so I know a bit about it.
Well, maybe you should be asking the questions, because I don't know that much about the Korean War, quite frankly. I mean, I'm just not as well versed in it as some of the other wars, especially for tactical purposes. I don't know exactly what happened there. And I mean, why were we fighting the North Koreans? Because the South Koreans wanted us to fight because they were invaded? Or?
Well, we were fighting to keep South Korea liberated, because we had troops and we also had Navy had docks.
So it was a strategic spot in the region.
Right.
And a direct threat to Japan.
Right.
I see. So
did you experience any of the Chinese human wave attacks?
The wave attacks? Chinese?
Yeah, when the Chinese... through the human waves.
It was a shame, though, because we had machine guns set up on all the openings and passes and everything, and we just mowed them down by the thousands. It was a shame, actually.
Wow. That's got to be hard. I guess we need to go to a break, and then we'll come back with some more... Here.
If you want to call in and have a question, or you want to talk with our guests, please give us a call at 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Looking in your eyes, I see a paradise. This world that I found is too good to be true. Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you. Let them say we're crazy, I don't care about that. Put your hands in my hand, baby, don't ever look back. Let the world around us just fall apart. Maybe we can make it if we're heart to heart.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I hope you will join me at the annual WWCB Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew, sponsored by Reading VFW Post 1934, Saturday, July 30th, starting at 2 p.m. We're going to be at the Veterans Hall. Tickets are only $10.
Call VFW Post 1934 at 241-9168, 241-9168, or visit vfwpost1934.org.
Reading Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Reading with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 Fortes and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Reading Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, ReadingKia.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Dandelion, unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Thank you.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. And, yeah, we're here with one of our veterans. He's 100 years old. And he's
seen a lot.
Seen a lot of stuff here. And we're talking about Korea right now. And, yeah, I'll tell you what, it's makes you wonder. I mean, what were you fighting for over there? I mean, really, what were you fighting for?
Well, we were fighting mostly for Southern Korea because Southern Korea was occupied by some of our military advisors. And North Korea invaded South Korea, and therefore we went in there to liberate South Korea.
Yeah, I mean, do you think the Army's changed from back then to now? Is it a lot different?
Oh, I'm positive they're more mobile now. Before it was a lot of walking and horses.
I see. So it was much slower, much more of a ground.
Well, we move faster, more capable of maneuverability.
Yeah. I see. So it was the first one where jets really came into their own, too.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, we got some questions in the chat room. One of them is, how was the weather conditions over there? Were they extreme cold or hot? Or
In Korea, the weather was extreme cold and also extreme hot. Yeah.
There was no happy medium over there,
no,
huh?
No.
And very mountainous region, too, isn't it? Lots of mountains straight up and straight down?
No, there isn't too many mountains. A lot of hills, though, but there were,
Yeah. Yeah, we've got.
Okay, and then another one is, how long did it take letters to come from the States when you were over in Korea? Like your wife was saying, you know, things to be shipped like kids' shoes or something like that. About how long did the items like that take to get over to you guys?
Well, just about 4 days, I guess.
It takes 3 weeks, probably.
3 weeks?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you got a letter within 12 days, you was lucky, yeah.
Hmm.
Wow.
Well, this is Jimmy in the chat room. He's asking all this stuff.
Yeah, he also wanted to know, did you guys listen to Armed Forces Radio when you were up there?
Yeah, we listened to Armed Forces Radio and even listened to any other radio station we could get on, even the foreign stations. We could pick them up. Yeah.
Music? Could you speak Korean by then?
No, I was not able to speak Korean.
So would you just listen to like music and stuff?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Huh. Interesting.
And then one of his last questions is, how was the food over there? Or lack of food. How was those conditions for you?
Well, the food wasn't bad. Once you got used to their food, their food was good. Yeah.
And there was plenty of it.
Oh, yeah, we had no problem with food, right, because they shipped plenty of food over to America, and so did England.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a lot of people don't realize how many nations were in the Korean conflict. There was New Zealand, the Australians, Canadians, English were there, the South Koreans, I believe. Even like Morocco, I think, had some troops there. And
even Greece.
The Greeks had a...
Yeah,
had the Turkish.
Did you all fight together in a coordinated effort? Or?
Right. We coordinated. We had different people that could speak the different languages.
Wow. And then everybody actually got along, and, there was no conflicts between the different armies?
No, none at all.
Really?
Right.
Now, did you run into any Soviets at all, or was it just the North Koreans and the Chinese?
North Koreans, Chinese, no Soviets at all.
Yeah.
Although we did overrun a position where the Soviets had advisors, but we didn't capture any of them. They were able to get away.
Yeah, I know of one story when they were way up north that two platoons came into a town and they were sitting there eating together, and then one of the guys gave a toast to the President of the United States, and they figured out all of a sudden the other guys were Soviets. Mm-hmm. Then the toast didn't go over too well, and they ended up fighting their way out of town together.
Mm-hmm. And then when you came back to the States, you helped build the dam out, the Shasta Dam?
No. I didn't help
build. You worked out there.
I went there as security. And then they had an opening in, down in the garage for mechanic, and I was basic and mechanic, so I applied for it, and I went to work then as a mechanic, mm-hmm. and I retired from there as a mechanic.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well,
is there anything else you'd like to say or let people know about you?
Nothing much. Everybody have...
Mr. Rose, you got something?
Go ahead. Good, Frank.
Well, just so you know, on his birthday, July the 10th, his family gave a birthday party at the Sons of Italy Hall, and Al is a member of the Sons of Italy and the Knights of Columbus, and he was with my heritage team for at least 8 or 10 years. We got dressed up. I got dressed up like Christopher Columbus, and he was my first mate, and we would do the events at the sheriff's multiculture event at the mall every year, and also at West Valley High School. But besides that, he told me, he said, "Well, I'm starting to get old. My body's starting to ache a little bit." So he said, "I'm going to retire." So I got another gentleman who was about the same size and same height, and is also a Korean vet, to take his place as first mate. But the most important thing is, on his birthday, July the 10th, which just happened with the family birthday party at the lodge, Kim Chamberlain, who is a native of South Korea, she was there when the fighting and all took place. She married an American soldier and came here, and she was very forceful with her Korean community to honor our Korean veterans every year down at the VFW Hall as a community event supporting the veterans from Korea, and they gave a big buffet. We had a lot of honors and everything. Now, then, because of Al's getting kind of late, she got a medal that the ambassador in San Francisco, she got a medal from him. It's called the Freedom Medal, Peace Medal, from the Korean government, and a citation. And she gave that to him on his birthday at the Lodge Hall, and we took pictures of it. And so he now has been honored by the South Korean government for his activity way back when, and he's finally getting recognition for it. And the Korean government every year is the only country that says thank you to the United States for getting them to become free.
Wow.
So I just want you to know. And all this time that Al was working with me, I know he's kind of old, but I didn't realize it till his birthday. He actually could be my father because I'm 83.
Well, thank you for all that information,
Mr. Rose. You both look good.
Yeah. Looking good at that age.
So, anyway, I guess, you know, I'm not sure what else we can get out here, if there's anything else that wants to be said. But we really appreciate you coming in and telling us your story.
Yeah, you know, and thank you for your service.
Yeah, thank you for all your years of service and everything that you do and still are doing out there in the community.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
What am I, 100? 100 years old, I still mow my lawns, work on my cars. You don't want me to mow the lawns anymore, but I still keep busy.
Well, that's what you got to do. That's part of the reason you keep going, you know. You just got to get up and move.
Well, yeah, my brother, which was older than me, when he got up in his late 70s, he decided to just sit around, and in about less than a year, he could hardly walk anymore because...
Got to just keep moving. That's the secret. Just keep moving.
Just keep busy.
Yep.
All right.
I agree.
Well, thank you again for coming in. It's been a pleasure, and hopefully we'll see you again sometime.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
You bet.
Very good. All right. So I guess let's go to one more break here, Bob, and then we'll come back and wrap it up. I'm
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Revolve Solar, the Shasta Athletic Club, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Hear what's going on. Many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform. So tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show. It's the happening place.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Attention parents. Reading School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the virtual school for the North State community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through 8th grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Reading School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org. That's rsarts.org. Or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just gray houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Shoreline Radio, home of Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. Yeah, the Eye of the Tiger, I'll tell you, that's what we're getting talking about. Go back and play the skin that smoke wagon and see what happens. The classic line from Tombstone there from Kurt Russell, who's actually a Patriot.
Yes, yeah, he is.
It's pretty good stuff.
He's one of them dirty libertarians.
Yeah, I know, those unwashed, dirty libertarians. I just wanted to mention the Reading School of Arts and checking that out as far as getting your children involved from kindergarten to eighth grade. You know, they do an online virtual school, and they are friendly to non-immunized families. So it's something to go check out. We are going to. We haven't checked them out, but I think it's something
like I got somebody that's investigating that to see exactly what how it falls with the laws and everything, because things don't always aren't as they appear to be
badges?
When it comes to
no
that.
Badges.
Yeah, so, you know. But well, it would be nice if there if that is an alternative for the people out there. I know, you know. Yeah. I pulled my youngest out years ago, homeschooled. Yeah. So.
Well, with that, we just got a couple of minutes left, and I wanted to, excuse me, talk about the difference between unalienable and inalienable. Okay, and you know, during the drafting of the Constitution, you know, the words unalienable are in there, and we a lot of times transpose that with inalienable, which you know is thought to meant the exact same thing, and there are significant differences between the two, I believe, and according to the evidence that's you know that we're looking at here, the significance, the difference being is that. Unalienable means that you can't give your rights away. You're incapable of being alienated. That is, you can't sell them, you can't transfer them, you can't give them away. So they're given to you by God, and the only one that can take them away from you is God. And that's why they used it as a concept, because typically if you get your rights from government, then government can take them away from you. That's why we didn't want our rights to come from government. That's why our rights don't come from government inside the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. They come from an inalienable source, which you can't get rid of, which is God.
We're born inherently with them.
That's right. Yeah. They're inherited, these rights. Inalienable, with an I, means that you can contract away your rights. So there's a significant difference between the meanings and the political theories. Inalienable rights, you can contract with the government to water them down or give them away entirely based on your own free will. And so I think that we need to understand the distinction there of inalienable and unalienable. And unalienable rights is what our Constitution says that our rights are the gift from God, basically, or inherited.
Right, yeah.
And so I think it's a distinction that we all should understand, and why there's a distinction there. Because if you can't even give your rights away, then nobody can take them. You can't, you have your rights.
But you have to have know that knowledge, otherwise they dupe you into thinking that they can take them.
And don't tell the government their inherited rights. They'll probably try and charge us death tax on them.
There you go.
Well, we're at the end of the show here. So, you know, again, you've got to remember, don't expect God to cover for you. You have to step up. You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force, like fire, is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties, liberty over security, and truth above lies.
And this has been KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Democratic National Committee Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz apparently won't be presiding over sessions of the party's national convention when it opens tomorrow. A member of the DNC's Rules Committee says that the panels voted to give Representative Marsha Fudge of Ohio that role, electing her convention chairwoman. The DNC Rules Committee member spoke on condition of anonymity due to the sensitivity of internal party affairs. Bernie Sanders, not happy after leaked DNC email suggested that the committee favored Hillary Clinton.
I told you long time ago that that the DNC was not running a fair operation, that they were supporting Secretary Clinton.
Sanders was a guest on ABC's This Week. Philadelphia's mayor says he's not sure if the heat wave baking Philadelphia will lead to smaller crowds at marches and rallies before the Democratic National Convention, but he's urging people limit time outdoors.